Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. An invitation to practice yoga. Why yoga? Because it is not necessary to use complex electronic devices to get to know yourself and to solve most of your problems. Tantric meditation techniques can do all that, as well as establish a sense of harmony within yourself and around yourself. The system of the seven chakras. Did you know that for thousands of years, through exceptional spiritual practice, the yogis have identified and known about seven complex fundamental systems of emission and reception, which connect our inner microcosmos, our inner being, with the outer macrocosmos, the universe's seven fundamental levels of vibration, and all their characteristics. Mooladhara Chakra. The more you know about this chakra, the more you will understand yourself and your environment. Therefore, we shall strive to cover as much content as possible, such as its location, its symbolical representation, its controlled psychic and physical functions, the essential fears it deals with, characteristic reactions due to energy disturbances, the element it resonates with, its sensory organ, the characteristic color, and so on and so forth. We also hope you will stay with us, because towards the end of our broadcast we will also perform a small meditation for amplifying this first center of force, or Mooladhara Chakra as it's more commonly known. This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Valentino. An invitation to practice yoga. Why yoga? It is not necessary to use complex electronic devices in order to know yourself. Tantric meditation techniques can help the ones who are trying to establish an energetic harmony within and around themselves. The asanas, or body postures and positions, the ethical and moral code of yoga, the relaxation and meditation methods, the concentration techniques on yantras, for example, which are certain symbolic geometrical diagrams, the breathing control techniques, all under careful surveillance of a competent tantric master, can help us find and eliminate anxiety. It can enhance our power of concentration, amplify our intelligence, evolve us spiritually, allow us to really know ourselves and to open up to new existing dimensions. Everybody can choose a meditation or a concentration technique that suits them with the help of his spiritual guide. By practicing yoga techniques, anyone can see amazing beneficial transformations. Here and now, you can touch perfection. This is the message of a tantric master to his disciples. Let's tear down the wall that separates us from the light. Set aside our prejudices, rigidity, selfishness, and ignorance. Let's try to learn to really live, to love, and to be happy. Let's regain the candor and purity of our childhood. To be better, more altruistic, and wiser. Let us be on the same side of the macrocosmic harmony, to resonate with the energies of good, beauty, and truth. Let's try to find the ultimate truth, to complete ourselves, to become springs of divine energy. The effects of tantric practice. The one who practices tantra yoga will easily undergo a transformation for the better from all points of view. To be more precise, we can say that the persevering tantric adept amplifies his vitality and increases his willpower. He also integrates himself much better in society and wherever he works. His feelings of affection are profoundly harmonized by the touch of the power of love. Intuition and purity are amplified. The mind becomes calmer, more focused, and spiritually he opens up to the divine way of life. A certain author talks about the effects of the yogic tantric meditation. Meditation helps us relax, become genius-like, have exceptional spiritual states, and even touch perfection. The ones who practice meditation do not go further from this world. On the contrary, they become wiser and can thus understand others much better. They can feel compassion for those who are in pain. be stronger and of a lot more help to those around them. According to Robert Jungle in Paris sur l'Homme. The efficiency secret in Tantra Yoga. Generally speaking, the secret of meditation and of yoga practice is the subtle energetic process called resonance. By focusing on the mental level, the practitioner manages to initiate and gradually amplify resonance between his own system called the microcosmos and the outer system, referred to as the macrocosmos. There are numerous beneficial energies in the macrocosmos. Here are some examples: the vital energies and erotic energies, universal love, purity energies, the harmonious energies of beauty who modulate nature permanently, the energetic sphere of the macrocosmic mind, and even the supreme energies of divine transcendence. A meditation becomes a journey in these invisible spheres, which are just as real as the physical world we live in. With each meditation, we increase our beneficial sphere of energy and become, in time, out of common people, real gods. Becoming aware in Tantra. Becoming aware is the key to success in Tantra and in yoga. Becoming aware is a direct relationship between the self and the surrounding world. You might say that becoming aware is an excellent exercise to reveal reality as it really is. Thus, you should try to start by becoming aware of how unaware we really are. We have to remind you that humans use only a small percentage of their brain, less than 20% in fact. The rest is part of that latent potential that is a mystery to scientists. The unity already exists in us and outside us, but we are not aware of it. It is a state of fusion with the supreme reality. This state, far from being a non-being, represents our essence as a human being. Yet we are still captivated by the exterior differences, the numerous details and distinctions of the exterior world. Even mentally, the permanent verbalization of everything we perceive or live is a bastion of differentiating and dividing our consciousness. Many people want to learn Tantra, the Tantra of becoming aware, but in reality all they do is behave with negligence, lack of attention, and selfishness, and ask for special results in Tantra. They consider that these belong to them without taking into account that everything has to be gained gradually. You have to prove that you are open-minded and patient in order to learn from each situation. Becoming aware is the key phenomenon in all tantric practices, and only by learning this important lesson, you will have the success you want and can stop wasting time and energy uselessly. Any spiritual technique is efficient only if it is coupled with the exercise of becoming aware. The desired results will be achieved faster if the process of becoming aware is complete and/or takes place very fast. How do you become aware in yoga training? Practically, becoming aware means to be open to the mental, subtle, and sensorial perceptions. To the ineffable and delicate state that might appear during spiritual practice or in day-to-day life. Not being aware is like being an animal or a rock. Even if the fish live in the Ganges River, they are not automatically saved because they swim in a holy river. When do you become aware in yoga training? Each time you practice asanas and meditate, in the end, try to be aware of the physical and subtle effects they have on you for at least 2 to 3 minutes. Furthermore, during the complete relaxation, an essential step in Hatha Yoga, you need to become aware of your entire physical body, of each muscle group. In your day-to-day life, you should always be aware of everything that appears and happens. This is proof of high spiritual evolution. Finally, the most important act of becoming aware is that of being aware of who becomes aware, like a detached witness, a conscience, centered on itself, in divine ecstasy. For those of you who reached success in Tantra and became spiritually liberated, there is only one more thing to accomplish: to be divinely aware of the manifested world, from the closest to the furthest aspects. Tantra says that God is the supreme consciousness, or chit, and the ecstatic energy or ananda, both together outside time and space. That is why becoming aware plays such an important part in the tantric practices, both the sexual and the meditative. So naturally, we will end this article by advising you once again to be permanently and very much aware.
The Seven Chakra System, Part 1.
For thousands of years, through exceptional spiritual practice, the yogis have identified and known about seven complex fundamental systems of emission and reception, which connect our inner microcosmos with the outer macrocosmos's seven fundamental levels of vibration. These centers of force are usually known as chakras. The following paragraphs will introduce you to the essential characteristics of each chakra, as well as their area of projection in the physical body. First of the seven chakras, Mooladhara chakra, lies at the base of the spine, in the area between the anus and the groin. This center of force symbolizes the objective consciousness and awareness in the physical, terrestrial universe. On a psychic level, it controls the will to live, the state of inner safety, the desire for material goods, and the choice of profession. The physical function assigned to this center of force is excretion, and the correspondent areas are the anus, the intestines, the muscular system, and the adipose tissue. When the energies characteristic to Mooladhara chakra are not properly balanced with the other types of energies, the person to whom they belong may be quite pragmatic, but may also irrationally waste his vital resources on unnecessary things. The person who experiences the activation of this chakra can easily succeed in overcoming any attachments to earthly matters and can become highly courageous, defeating for good his or her fear of death. Concentrating and meditating on Mooladhara chakra leads to knowledge of this chakra and the means to activate it. Swami Shivananda. The second center of force, Svadhisthana chakra, is physically projected in the area above the sexual organs. It represents the sensual consciousness, imagination, and is associated with the potential sexual energy. On a physical level, this center of force is responsible for desire, imagination, hallucinations, sensuality, and the need to have a family. It is responsible for assimilation, procreation, the lymphatic system, and menstrual secretions. Yogic literature states that the disharmonious activation of this chakra may produce states of agitation and mental confusion. The people that are under the influence of this chakra may have a psychic aspiration effect in a downward direction. The persons that have a dominant Svadhisthana chakra are highly impressionable, have an active and fertile imagination, as well as the aptitude of verbalizing their perceptions, which makes them quite suited for guidance and healing. The person that focuses and meditates on this chakra and on the energies correspondent to it will not fear water. You may gain great psychic capacities, genius-like creative imagination, intuitive knowledge, and a perfect mastering over the sexual function and the five senses. Such a person can easily get to know the astral worlds. Imprisoning passions, anger, attachments, vanity, jealousy, and other physical impurities are easily cast away. Such a person will be young-looking, will have a great regenerative capacity, and will be able to overcome death. Swami Shivananda. The third energy center is called Manipura Chakra, whose area of perception in the physical body is the solar plexus. It represents expansive consciousness and the desire for power. This chakra symbolizes passionate consciousness and a dynamic personality. On a psychic level, this chakra is in charge of willpower, ego, individuality, expansiveness, self-control, and intelligence. On a physical level, it coordinates the digestive processes and the activity of the organs situated in the abdomen. The disharmonious activation of this chakra makes a person struggle for personal power and the recognition of one's rights at all costs, even if it means hurting others.
The person who focuses on and meditates intensely on this center will gain the ability of discovering hidden treasures, will never be touched by illness, will not fear fire. Even if he sits inside the fire, he will still not be harmed. Such a person does not fear death, and his inner strength and willpower are simply amazing. Swami Shivananda. The Seven Chakra System, Part 2. Anahata Chakra is the fourth center of force and is located in the area of the cardiac plexus. It symbolizes love, empathy, selflessness, and devotion. On a psychic level, this center of force inspires a human being to love, be compassionate, altruistic, devoted, and to accept the things that happen in a divine way. On a physical level, it controls the circulatory, respiratory, and immune systems. The disharmonious activation of Anahata Chakra is the source of all love-related problems, which appear in some tragic cases such as divorce and even death. Furthermore, this disharmony can also lead to a disturbance of the endocrine gland corresponding to it, called the thymus. The activation of this fourth chakra brings about the mastering of poetry and prose. The person that meditates perseveringly on this chakra may easily have out-of-body experiences and fly to parallel universes in the astral realm. Such a person is the perfect instrument of the divine cosmic love and will easily obtain all other divine qualities. Swami Shivananda. The fifth center of force is called Vishuddha Chakra, and it is located at the base of the throat. It symbolizes a pure consciousness and creativity. On a psychic level, it governs expression, inspiration, eloquence in speech, and the perception of archetype models. On a physical level, it controls the activity of the vocal cords, of hearing, of the pharynx and esophagus. Vishuddha Chakra is the symbol of sound, dreams, and purity. The activation of its energy allows the understanding of non-verbal messages. The corresponding glands are the thyroid and the parathyroid. All that seems miraculous, incredible possibilities, divine gifts and powers known as siddhis are connected to this throat chakra. The effects of meditating on Vishuddha Chakra are calmness, serenity, a pleasant voice, awakening of your artistic inspiration, the ability of correctly interpreting sacred scriptures, and of understanding the secret language and messages of dreams. The person whose Vishuddha Chakra is active and harmonious will seek true knowledge that is beyond time, cultural, and hereditary limitations. Resonating with this type of energy brings about freedom from the tempests of the world and the problems created by the ego. The idea of cosmic consciousness is also connected to the center of force. Intense focus and meditation on this chakra is referred to in the yogic texts as Akashi Dharani. The person that succeeds in this type of meditation will live forever in spirit. He will obtain the knowledge of the present, past, and future, and also gain control over the mysterious energies of time. Swami Shivananda. The sixth chakra, Ajna Chakra, is located in the middle of the forehead, between the eyebrows. It also bears the names the third eye, or Shiva's eye, and it represents the superior mental consciousness that allows direct perception over the invisible worlds and direct perception of the subtle aspects of manifestation. If harmoniously activated, Ajna Chakra gives great mental insight, self-control, clairvoyance, superior intuition, and extrasensory perception. On a psychic level, it coordinates the activity of the pituitary gland and of the small brain. The hypophysis has a vital role in the organism. Together with the hypothalamus, they act as the command system of all other endocrine glands. Consequently, Ajna Chakra has a vital role not only in the spiritual awakening of a person, but also in the chemistry of the body. The person who concentrates intensely on this chakra gradually destroys all the negative effects of his past actions, from this life and from previous ones. He obtains the 8 great paranormal abilities and the 32 minor ones, Swami Shivananda. The last of the energy centers is called Shahajara Chakra, placed above the crown of the head. In Oriental literature, it is known as the supreme center of contact with God. Shahajara Chakra symbolizes detachment from illusion, a key element in obtaining supramental consciousness of the truth that one is all and all is one. On the level of Shahajara, the person gains the consciousness of the infinite. The corresponding physical function is opening spiritually towards the creative force of the universe. The person whose Shahajara Chakra is awakened and activated experiences a state of consciousness, continuity, unity of the contraries, and a total union with God. When Kundalini is united with Shiva in Shahajara, the yogi enjoys supreme consciousness. He reaches the state of supraconsciousness and achieves the highest knowledge. The systematic amplification of Shahajara through concentration, meditation, and other special techniques determines the appearance of paranormal capacities, physical healing, and the disappearance of some pathological states, Swami Shivananda. Seven gates towards the universe. First gate, Mooladhara Chakra. Part 1. Mooladhara Chakra, location at the base of the spine in the area between the anus and groin. Symbolical representation, a lotus flower with four petals, symbolizing the four energy channels, nadis, situated there. Represents the objective consciousness, concrete thinking, terrestrial consciousness. Controlled psychic function, the will to survive, controls the survival instinct, the inner state of safety, self-confidence on a physical level, desire for material possessions, the chosen profession or job, the feeling of security, the need to belong to a group and that group's identity, essential fears, fear of physical harm, abandonment by the group, losing physical control, fear of being attacked or aggressed. Characteristic reactions due to an energy disturbance, fear and or the need to run away. The element it resonates with, the subtle energies of the earth. Sensory organ, the nose. Sense, smell. Characteristic color, clay yellow. The group teaches the individual how to survive. On the level belonging to the first chakra, we learn that we belong to a group, to a community, and that we have a close connection to it. On the physical level, this is expressed through feelings such as stability, safety, and survival. When we are born, our life depends on the group that we belong to, on our family. Being a part of the group is a necessity on this level because our fundamental needs for survival, food, shelter, clothing, are provided by this group. At this level, there is great difficulty in interpreting symbolically or perceiving the real significance of events in our lives. Generally, the human being does not manifest as a conscious being with a will of his or her own. This sense of identity is developed later on, through stages from childhood to adulthood. Life begins and we quickly start to belong to the consciousness of a group, from which we assimilate a system of values transmitted from one generation to another, but from whom we also take preconceived ideas, fears, and weaknesses. The interaction with a group teaches us to share our experiences with other people. All is one. This behavioral guide is at the basis of the educational process for children during the first 5 years of their life, leading to the emergence of the feeling known as belonging. The group we belong to gives us our first lessons in life. It represents the world as a secure or dangerous place, rich or poor, educated or illiterate, a place to take from or a place to give to. And the group is the one providing the first information we receive about reality itself. We also inherit from our group our attitude towards other groups, as well as a system of beliefs that are a mixture of truth and fiction. Many of these beliefs have an authentic value, representing the various aspects of the fundamental truth synthesized by the expression, "All is one." The process of spiritual development challenges us to keep only the groups that have a positive influence on us and to discard all the rest. Our spiritual force grows when we become capable of seeing beyond the inherent contradictions of the group and of their teachings and reach a deeper level of the truth. Every time we take a step towards the symbolic consciousness, we bring a positive influence into our energetical and biological systems. Seven gates towards the universe. First gate, Mooladhara Chakra. Part 2. You have the power to choose. Each one of the beliefs that come from the group directs a certain degree of our energy in an act of creation, and thus have a direct consequence on us. When we share a belief with other groups, we take part in the physical and energetical events created by those groups. At this level, this is a symbolic and creative expression of the sacred truth, all is one. The bad part is that the individual personalities of groups involved in a negative action rarely accept the responsibility and their personal role in that action. The unwritten laws of the group state that the leaders of the group should take full responsibility, not the followers. Because of the power of these beliefs, be they good or bad, it is difficult to remain in a state of harmony with the group all the time. Thus, we are taught to make the choices that meet the group's approval and to adopt the same attitudes and social manners. Symbolically, this adaptation reflects the union of the individual will with the will of the entire group. It is a powerful feeling of belonging to a family or a group in which there is a deep harmony on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level. Such a union gives us power as long as we continue to make choices according to the general tendencies of the group. At the same time, we have an inner tendency to explore our own creative abilities and to develop our own inner individual force. This desire is behind all our attempts of becoming conscious. Traveling towards perfection requires that we become aware of our power and that we find the best suitable way of using it. Becoming aware of the responsibility hiding behind the choice represents the essence of this journey. Considering things from this perspective, evaluating our personal beliefs and separating those that no longer sustain our spiritual evolution is extremely challenging and very painful as well. Change is the very nature of life. It is the only real constant in life. Inner and outer change happens all the time. Inner transformation means giving up certain beliefs and reinforcing others. The first beliefs we need to analyze are the beliefs of the group we belong to. They were formed during a great time span and have become a crucial factor in our evolution. Our spiritual growth follows the structure of our energetical system, which is often used in service of these beliefs. The evaluation of our beliefs is a spiritual necessity. The moments of crisis in our lives often emphasize the fact that we need to free ourselves from the beliefs that no longer sustain our spiritual development. The points in time during which we need to choose between evolving and stagnating are our most important trials. Each new crossroad means entering a new cycle of change, and change inevitably means leaving that which is familiar and known at the current stage in our lives and heading up to a new one. The great majority of people get stuck in between two worlds, one that they need to break free from, and the other in which they are afraid to step. We wish to become more conscious, but at the same time, this requires becoming more responsible for ourselves, for our health, career, attitudes, and thoughts. Once we accept this fact, we will never be able to avoid the consequence of our personal choices. Beyond the law of the jungle, having an energetical dominance at this level is the sign of an excessive preoccupation of not getting hurt by others. The person becomes more and more afraid of being attacked, or on the contrary, has a strong tendency of attacking others, according to the polarity on which this imbalance manifests itself. The fear involved here is often intense, irrational, associated to the roles of hunter and hunted. The primitive societies preoccupied mainly with hunting, in which the main issue was survival, in their natural environment, reflect the dominance of the unilateral activation of Mooladhara Chakra. Furthermore, this activation is reflected in all social circumstances in which the law is temporarily suspended or destroyed, or even if it is applied excessively and rigidly. The deities that correspond to Mooladhara Chakra are known as Brahma and Dakini, and their symbolic animal is the elephant.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme. Amplifying the first center of force, Mooladhara Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Focus your attention on the zone between your anus and your sexual organs, which represents the projection of Mooladhara Chakra in your physical body. The symbolic representation of Mooladhara Chakra is a lotus flower with four petals, symbolizing the four energy channels or nadis situated here. This chakra represents objective consciousness, concrete thinking, terrestrial consciousness. The element it resonates with is the subtle energies of the earth. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. Amplifying the first center of force, Mooladhara Chakra. Let us begin. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.